Well, welcome to the prayer section of the website. As you click on the slide portion, you'll see all the people that we know of. But if you would like to be added to that section, give Phil a call or give me a call or send us an email. We'd love to add you to it because we know that there's always prayers of intercession that is needed. Some we know about, some we don't know about, but that's so wonderful about the grace and love of the Holy Spirit that we can pray prayers of intercession even for people that we don't know or whatever. So prayer is such an important thing. And we pray that you learn to talk to God because God wants to talk to you. And the Lord's Prayer is the one that Jesus taught. I also like to refer to the Lord's Prayer in John chapter 17. That's when Jesus had prayed for you and for me. But the Lord's Prayer is the prayer that he taught to the disciples when they asked him, Lord, would you teach us to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples? And Jesus says, oh yeah, I want to give you a model prayer. And Jesus was using the prayer that we know as the Lord's Prayer as a pattern for all his disciples to follow. Both you and I as modern-day disciples, and of course, the disciples that Jesus was with when he was here on earth. So, with that said, we want to pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen.